Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this Good Friday is taken from both the Old Testament reading from Isaiah. In the 52nd chapter, he writes, "As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind, so shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of them." And also from the 19th chapter of John, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Isaiah prophesied that it would be like this, a time of silence. Not because there would be no one around to speak, but because no one would know what to say. "Many were astonished at you," Isaiah said. "His appearance was so damaged, he did not look like a man." The suffering of Jesus was something that took your breath away. He hangs there on the cross between two worlds. He hangs above a world that does not want him, and below the heavens that reject him as he endures his Father's wrath against sin. And he does this for every thoughtless word, for every broken promise, for every greedy grab, for every time you've placed yourself before others and things before God. For all this and much more, Jesus dies. It's the only way. Here is God's last and final judgment upon everything that is wrong with humanity, everything with me, everything with you. It isn't easy to think about, much less visualize. In the beginning of the world, God made Adam and Eve in his image. But here at the end of the ministry of Jesus, God made his Son in our image. Not in terms of physical appearance. Jesus looks like us in our sin. This is what it looks like to get what you deserve for everything that you've ever done wrong. That's what we see suspended from the cross. And it's more than enough to knock the smirk off of anyone's face and the pride out of anyone's heart. Isaiah was right. The world is struck silent. The horror of sin, the justice of God, the suffering servant on the cross, it's overwhelming. No one knows what to say. Yet into that silence, one voice does speak. It's a human voice, but it's also more than human. Before he dies, Jesus opens his mouth. He has something to say. Way back when God created Adam and Eve, he used his breath. God breathed into Adam's nostrils and he became a living creature. In the beginning, God was the source of life-giving breath. Now, at the end of the life of Jesus, watch as God uses his dying breath Jesus breaks the silence. He says one word. Tetelestai. A merchant's word. A word that one would write at the bottom of an account that was paid in full. Jesus wants us to know it's come to an end. It is finished. Lest there be any doubt or confusion, Jesus announces that he just paid off the debt you owed his Father. It is all completely gone. Because tetelestai, paid in full, it is finished, is true, your sin debt has been paid off in full, there is a new life that opens up before you. Some time ago, a young man bought a DVD that he knew that he would never, ever watch. The movie was The Passion of the Christ. For him, seeing it in the theater was an ordeal because it was so violent and so graphic. He knew he would never watch the whole thing ever again, but he bought that DVD for one scene. A scene that kept playing over and over in his mind. It's the moment when Jesus speaks to his mother Mary on the way to his crucifixion and death. Jesus is completely beaten. He's carrying his cross through the crowded streets of Jerusalem. He falls, and Mary reaches out as if to catch him. And at that moment, her mind is filled with images from the past. She remembers him running to her on the streets of Nazareth. And she remembers him almost falling. And those images of the past make the present all the more painful. And she realizes that this time she can't catch him. That day her son is going to die. But when Mary moves toward Jesus, Jesus stops and he reaches out to her. He catches her heart with a word. His face is bruised and bloody, and behind his head is the crossbeam, but he says to her, "Behold, I make all things new." When Mary's mind is filled with images of the past, Jesus offers her a promise for the future. When Mary's heart is breaking over the end, Jesus comforts her with a new beginning. Now, it must be said that this exchange didn't take place in Scripture. Jesus speaks these words in Revelation 21, not on the path to the cross, but this scene captures the spiritual meaning of Jesus' death in a way that is absolutely right. The death of Jesus is indeed the beginning of a new creation. Today, around the world, God gathers his people once more as things seem to be falling apart. And he gives us hope. Hope of a new thing that is slowly coming together, a promise growing and coming to fruition. Hope of the day when Jesus will return to judge the living and the dead. The crucified one is the Lord and King of all. And we who trust in him, who hold on to this bruised and beaten Jesus, will be brought into a glorious new creation. And things are already blossoming now. Faith and hope and love are blooming. Because Jesus has finished his work. at the end of John's Gospel. He recorded a time when there was silence. No words could express the suffering of Jesus. No words could get him down from the cross. He hangs there dying. But in his dying, with the breath that he has left, he speaks one word, tetelestai, and with that word, God begins creating again. With that word, Jesus says, let there be payment for all sins. Will you allow Jesus to pay your debt? Will you allow him to create something new in you? Please pray with me. Calvary's mournful mountain climb. There, adoring at Jesus' feet, mark that miracle of time, God's own sacrifice complete. It is finished. Hear him cry. Learn of Jesus Christ to die. Amen.